यथा दीपो निवातस्थो नेङ्गते सोपमास्मृतः योगिनो यतचित्तस्य विञ्जतो योगमात्मनः। भगवद्गीता 6.19। यथा दीपो निवातस्थो, यथा एज दीप, दीप इज लैम्प, निवातस्थो, वात इज विंड, सो निवात इज अ प्लेस वेर देयर इज नो विंड, स्थ इज सिचुएटेड, सो व्हेन अ लैम्प इज सिचुएटेड इन अ विंडलेस प्लेस, न इनेंगते स उपमा स्मृतः, न इंगते, इंगते मीन्स टू वेवर, सच अ लैम्प डजंट वेवर, सो द लैम्प इन अ विंडलेस प्लेस डजंट वेवर, स उपमा स्मृतः, सो लाइक दैट उपमा एज अ एग्जांपल और एनालॉजी कैन बी यूज्ड, स्मृतः नो दैट टू बी अ मेटाफर, योगिनो इति चित्तस्य, द योगी हूज चित्त इज कंट्रोल, इति चित्तस्य युञ्जतो योगमात्मनः, the yogi's consciousness stays fixed through the practice of yoga on the atma when the chitta is controlled. So we all know, if on the few occasions when we might use candles or some lamps, if wind comes it gets extinguished, and in the past when lamps were used, often those lamps would be covered by some material, so that even if a sudden gust of wind came from somewhere, the lamps would not get extinguished. So now our consciousness, it can focus on a particular thing to the extent that firstly there is attraction to that thing, or there is a determination to focus on that thing, and secondly there are not too many other distractions. It's like a student, if the student wants to study for whatever reason, because tomorrow is the exam and the exam is very important, or because the student likes the subject, so then the student, when there is some reason, some desire, some determination to focus on the particular subject, particular thing at hand, and secondly there are not too many distractions. If the distractions, then the student may very sincerely want to study, but if others are talking, if there's noisy music going on, or worse still, if the person, if somebody is just pushing and playing with the chair from below, pushing it, then the student cannot really study. So like that, same way with respect to the process of yoga, when one wants to focus on the inner truth, when one wants to achieve the inner realization, that means when one wants to focus on the Atma, at that time, firstly the yogi should have the desire and the determination that I want to realize the Atma, I want to understand and live according to my true nature. But along with that, the distractions that are there, they have to be eliminated. Just as a student may study in a library where it is quiet and conducive for studying, or may study in in a room where there is not much disturbance. So like that, the yogi has to avoid distractions from the focus on the self. And what distracts primarily from the focus is desires. So, especially worldly desires. So the wind that would cause the candle of one, the lamp of consciousness, to flicker and waver is the wind of worldly desires. Krishna has already talked about giving up worldly desire in Nispruha Sarva Kamebhyo in the previous verse. So by this, he is focusing on the point that we all need to turn, we need to give up worldly desires. To the extent we can reject those desires, become free from those desires, become pure, to that extent, our inner purpose will stay foremost in our consciousness, and the object that we are pursuing, the yogis have not yet realized Krishna, so the yogis are focusing on Atma. They'll be able to focus on the Atma. Now, to a large extent, you know, we cannot stop the wind. But we can go to a place where the wind is lesser. That's if somebody wants to give a candle, they won't keep a candle right next to the door, because then wind can come in from anywhere, so they can keep it a little far away from the door. So like that, to focus the consciousness, we need to keep the consciousness, or keep ourselves, because our consciousness is not really different from us, to keep ourselves away from sources of distraction. So the sources of distraction could be different things for different people. In one sense, the Shucha Udeshya Pratishthapya verse started this section 6.11 is basically a means to externally create a situation of nivatastho, of there being no wind that distracts. So creating that is what is talked about or indicated through that verse. Now, यथा दीपो निवातस्थो न इंगते सोपमा स्मृता. This is the upama for the soul to recognize the, for us as seekers to recognize the necessity of avoiding distracting winds of desires. So we all know which winds of desires trouble us the most, and we also know, if we can also know by introspection, when those gusts of winds come strongly. So by observing, just like if a person is living in a area where there are storms, then that or there are strong winds, then people who live there try to carefully observe the weather patterns by which they can predict, oh, now the sky is turning dark, now probably a storm is going to come. So like that, and in general, so storms also come according to some seasonal patterns. So like that, we can also observe our consciousness to know when the winds are likely to come, and especially, are there some things that we may do unwittingly by which the winds will come? And by knowing these two things, we focus on avoiding getting into those things. And by thus avoiding getting into the entanglement in matter, of the distraction by material desires, we can stay fixed in our spiritual pursuit. We can stay fixed in our onward movements towards Krishna. Towards the yogis can stay in the onward movement towards their path of yoga, their goal in the path of yoga, and we devotees can move, stay onwards in our journey towards Krishna. So the principles that are talked about over here can apply both to yogis, and we can apply them in our life as devotees also, as bhakti yogis. Krishna will talk about bhakti yoga explicitly in several verses throughout this chapter, and he will establish it as the topmost yoga in the end of this chapter. But the principles of yoga, practice of, for the practice of yoga, which are given in this chapter, apply to yogis of various streams. They are not limited only to dhyan yogis, ashtanga yogis. They apply to bhakti yogis also. So by observing, taking inventory of what are the desires or what are the situations, what are the temptations that distract us from our focus on Krishna, and by checking, by avoiding them, minimizing them, eliminating them according to whatever is best for us, whatever is practical for us and whatever is best for us, we can have that inner steady focus on Krishna. Thank you.